Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar Evans, and these three things I do know about our guest today. One, she has a very interesting life story, and if you have not seen the latest YouTube video of an interview that she did, you will walk away definitely mesmerized and impressed. Two, she is probably one of the most techiest, and I mean that in the most endearing way, the most techiest of any adult entertainer on the planet. There is no doubt about her ability to use the computer to her advantage. Why? Because it's one of the things that she is studying about. And three, she will go down probably most definitely as one of the hottest Latin adult entertainers of all time. And by that, and if you've been following us on Twitter, you know that my guest today is the lovely Mercedes Ashley. And while we're awaiting her to join us, I got to say, there was a YouTube vid that came out, I think, October 3rd. And Mercedes is on YouTube. She's in a lot of places, in which we'll talk about in a moment. But there was a video in which there was a one-hour interview. And, of course, this interview is only 30 minutes. But it was a one-hour interview today that I watched with her on it. And her life story is so entertaining. It's enough, and I know she'll probably divulge on it maybe a tad here today. And I know she's, I think she said she's writing her bio. But it's so interesting from what happened to her at an early age to her start in the industry, what she thought of different people in the industry, her family life, in which she was very frank. Not a lot of entertainers usually are. And I've run across, you know, a few in my time of interviewing here who, you know, family members are kind of off limits. They usually don't talk about them, and for good reason. They want to protect them from, you know, their lifestyle. But she is very open and frank about her growing up, her parents, and everything else that's been going on, and then her take on the industry. And she's one of those people who she says it like she means it, and if you don't like it, that's tough. But she has a right to those opinions and sayings only because of, you know, her how she was kind of had to become an adult at an early age. And I would suggest for anyone that if you are on YouTube, to definitely look up Mercedes Ashley, and I know on her website the interview was on there, and it lasted about an hour. And I will tell you, this morning I kind of went back through to kind of see if there was anything that I missed in regards to studying up and getting ready for this interview today. And I ran across the interview because it was one of those things that was kind of like off to the side, and just I saw it, and it had just been posted probably about a week or so ago. Clicked on it. And normally, you know, for YouTube vids, you really don't sit and watch a whole hour. In this world, who has time to really sit down and watch, you know, a whole hour of a YouTube vid? And I would have to say that you will be probably hanging on to every word throughout this interview. Before you know it, you'll be at probably the halfway mark. And then before you know it, you'll be at the ending. And the ending kind of cuts off pretty quick, and you left you hanging on for more as to what she had to say. But you can catch her on Twitter. She's very active on that. She is over at twitter.com at Mercedes Ashley. And she also has her own website, MercedesAshley.com. And she has, you know, her own phone sex line. She also does things in regards to bachelor parties on her website. just about a little bit of everything. But on top of that, if you go to her Twitter, you will find out also that she has as a title, besides adult film star, that of web developer, graphic artist, networking security, the list goes on and on. So definitely she is a jack of all trades, as the case may be. And I would definitely say if you have not had a chance to follow her on Twitter, do so. It's at Mercedes Ashley. And I know this morning she had talked about the new iPhone. And so I got into a real heated discussion with some followers about it and exactly something that she kind of lost on there, stuff that she was trying to get back. But very knowledgeable in terms of that as well. And you really don't find that too often with a lot of people with her background. You probably just expect them to know about their industry. That's about it. But this is one very smart young lady, and I would definitely say, even if you aren't following her for the fact of following her, that she's an adult star, but definitely for her knowledge and such. She also has a website for her work in that as well. And I know I would be remiss if I did not tell you what it was. It's MercedesAshleyFX.com, and that is her website design website. And she, like I said, does bachelor parties, private sessions. She has her Twitter. She puts her email, her BlackBerry, her online presence, which you definitely have to go to because it's amazing in itself all the way down. But the website for that is itsmyurls.com/Mercedes Ashley. And I think all you need to know about Mercedes is on there, and definitely check it out. So we are awaiting her. I'm hoping that her busy schedule, she has not forgotten us. She definitely has a very busy schedule, and we're lucky to kind of get her at this time. And I'm interested in finding out, you know, some of the things that, of course, are on the interview as well online. I normally don't like to, you know, probably publicize other interviews unlike this interview. And it was just something that just seemed so from the heart, so honest. You normally have people who, you know, hide certain details of their life, aren't open to such. And like I said, that's understandable. They don't want that private part of their life out. But if you listen to her part of her story, it definitely is, you know, something in which I know she will probably say it. She doesn't want you to walk away feeling sorry for her. That was her life. Like I said, I can't speak for her, but, I mean, it definitely is kind of how you walk away feeling that. She doesn't want you to walk away feeling sorry for her, but she wants you to understand her struggle and what it took to get to where she had to get to, because she literally started, you know, as a teenager out in the streets, and just talks about her life and doing, you know, prostitution and the scary parts of that, and being out in the street, and then having a child at a young age, and then from that point kind of finding her way, and then going to dancing, and then going into adult entertainment, which really she wasn't really looking at. I'm always interested in the backstories as to what, you know, a lot of these adult entertainers have to share. And I think beyond a doubt, if she ever does write this biography, it definitely would be movie material. It's not say it's not like somebody else's story, perhaps, but hers is just even more so because of the things she's had to encounter. But like I said, she's one of those, you know, we say it from time to time, they'll say it like you mean it. And if you see the interview, she does not hold back, which we hope she doesn't today. But we're glad, or we hope, that we're able to talk with her. And I will probably hold on probably for another 5 minutes. And if she is not here, then we'll definitely have to reschedule some other time. But let's see, actually looking now and on Twitter, and she is definitely a busy techie, and also she has any merchandise that she owns, all autographed, of course. You can get that at Mercedes at MercedesAshley.com. So I will mention that for her as well. But as for us, the 401 Lounge, if you are listening to us today, we are trying to be here kind of every week and kind of trying to do this a lot more here on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us, as always, on our Twitter website at newscommentbtr, or you can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/newscommentnetworkblogtalkradio, LeVar Evans. So if you know you're looking to catch the latest in terms of program guide or info, things of that nature, and actually we're debuting a new wrinkle to our Twitter page today, which we've kind of been a little bit busy with in the past. I know I always told you I'd get around to it. Well, we've gotten around to it, so if you have not been there, it's definitely something to stop by with. I'll add in news throughout the day, different little stories, pictures, and we're adding our new top five wrinkle. And according to this, I think she is online. Mercedes, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
It's good to have you on here with us. And I was just kind of explaining ahead of time to the audience about your story, which is interesting in itself. And I was telling them about the YouTube video of you that's now up, in which it's an hour-long video. And if they have not seen it, it's definitely something to see. A very interesting story, and I know now this is going to seem like old hat and just rehashing it, but kind of going into everything, tell us about your start in the industry and what it was like for you.
When you say my start in the industry, the porn industry, or?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like on the first day?
I would say, you know, how you got started, what was your first scene like, and what have you kind of taken with you from then to now, any changes or anything that you've kind of learned along the way that, you know, is important to you in your career? So, I mean, what was your first scene like, or how, I mean, how did you get started? I know most people said that they were dancing first and then someone discovered them, or, you know, they probably knew someone that was in the industry. How did you get involved with the adult entertainment industry?
Sure, sure. I had asked a cameraman a long time ago. I was running a site, and, you know, it was back in the day, it was a big website boom, and I asked a cameraman to help me get into porn to do some films so I could draw traffic to my site. And what he did was he introduced me to Pussy Man, who was a director back in the day. Mm-hmm. He was an old guy. But he was, you know, he had been around since the 70s, and he was the safest person for me to be in contact with. And still to this day, he's always going to be the safest person that I've seen in porn, and very professional-like. So I did my first scene. You know, I can't remember when, it was so long ago, because I've been in the porn industry, I think, since 2001.
Yeah, I don't remember.
11 years later, you know. And I jumped on the set. I mean, at first it was tough. You know, when I did the scene, I was fine. It was the after effects when I left the scene. You know what I mean? All the things start racing to you, like, what the fuck am I doing? You feel guilty, you know, a guilty conscience, all of that. All of that stuff comes into play. So, and that's pretty much it. I mean, but after about a few times, then I got the swing of it, and then and there I was, just, you know, running off into a porn career.
Now, one of the other things I was explaining before you joined us was, I think you are probably the only person in the adult industry. I mean, I know there's others that are heavily involved, but I think you're probably the only one that is involved in probably a lot more of the technical sense of, you know, the porn industry. We don't, you know, we think, or the common person thinks of a porn star, I think, for someone that just, you know, they just do that and that's it. But you're involved a lot more, and I said, you know, you're kind of a jack of all trades, because, I mean, it's not just this industry that you're involved in. You're also a web developer, graphic artist, networking and security. And I guess to me, how much of it, I guess, are you involved in on your website? Are you involved in every aspect? And I guess, you know, what are the positives and the drawbacks to being so, I guess, advanced here, to where fans can, you know, get a hold of you and get a chance to talk with you and you know, because you do a lot more probably on the web, I think, than most porn stars probably do in weeks or months. You know, they probably will stop by and tweet, you know, or they'll do this, but you have just about every, I think, aspect covered. You're on Twitter, you're on YouTube, MySpace, everywhere.
Yeah. I get down on the internet. And trust me, I have no fucking... I have no personal life because of the internet. What I was doing is I'm always a planner. I like to think ahead. So what I did was I decided that I wanted to get into the tech world. And in the process of me being in the adult world, I thought I'd go ahead and get my technical skills for the years to come so that when I retired and I wanted to be fully done with this life, I could easily just sit down and go, ta-da, I've created a business for myself. You get what I'm saying? So my technical career is my future and what I plan to do. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of ideas of things that I'd like to do. I mean, I actually was thinking about opening up a computer store right here in the neighborhood and battle it out against the Asians, who I love very much because they used to fix my laptops. And I mean, I'm thinking about building an app or a program or some software. I think of all these things that I want to do. But it gets tough because I'm trying to balance this adult career of mine, and I really want to pull over into the tech world, but everybody keeps grabbing my hand saying, come back over here. We're not done with you yet.
Well, that's because we love you so much.
And I'm like,
you
come
know,
on, let me go over here with the nerds.
Well, you would definitely give the definition of a sexy nerd if that is the case.
That's too funny.
But it seems like such a lot. Well, I'm going to ask you while I've kind of got you on the line. There's been so much today about the brand new iPhone. What's your take on it?
Oh, I don't have the iPhone 4S, but last night I like to test products. So everybody that hangs out on my Twitter pages, they always ask me for all the latest tech news and the devices because I collect those things. And then I'll practice and I'll tell them how it worked on my equipment. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's probably working on the 4S. Maybe I should go out and purchase one, but I'm trying to avoid it. But I did download the new, God, I spent 5 hours with it last night, the iCloud, and I'm very disappointed in it. Extremely, if you're on a PC, but I know you guys didn't call me to talk tech talk.
Well, you know, it's in love of yours, and you know, I'm so interested in that because I was like, you know, how often do you run across, you know, an adult entertainer that has like a separate hobby that they're so involved in? And I was like, you know, it's so funny because I was like, most of the time you would think fans would be on Twitter probably talking about, you know, nothing but like sex or a sex scene with you.
And they do.
What I'm going to do. And that they do, but they also discuss.
They ask me for advice for tech devices and equipment and how this works, and they're stuck, their laptop isn't working, and I'll try to help them out with what I, you know, with the knowledge that I have. So it is pretty funny.
When you think about it, like, so I could not only go and ask, you know, Mercedes about, you know, what does she think about, you know, or the size matter? And then my next question turns into, well, you know, PC or a Mac? You know, it's like, it's just not happening too often.
Yeah. It's a one-stop shop on my Twitter page, I always tell people. I've got the porn news, tech news, you know, all the latest strip clubs and you know, all the latest shit going on in porn news. So I kind of touch up on both sides of the fence because, technically speaking, we're all on some sort of operating system or device. So we all need to manage that as well. How are they going to see me if I don't keep their shit tight?
I know. We have to see you. Speaking of being, you know, involved over the internet, now, I like to ask this question, so I like to see what your feedback to this is going to be. Now, as someone that's really into the internet, do you actually have a chance to read what is said about you on, like, chat rooms, chat walls? And if you do, what's the wildest thing that you ever read about yourself that wasn't true?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we all know about the, you know, the porn WikiLeaks site and Donnie Long and how he created god-awful Wikipedia pages and made up biographies about us. That freaked me out. I mean, that was the whole reason I retired, was because of that man. You know, and how the porn industry didn't defend the girls and how they kind of like just left us all for dead. And even the top pornographers, from the directors to the porn company owners, everybody was afraid of this guy because of what he would write and how this guy would contact our family members. And if you rented an apartment building, he would track down that manager and send the apartment building manager porn movies of us. It was mind-blowing. He had stole the AIM database with all our personal information, and he would just put it all up online. I spent like 4 months battling with this guy till we ripped his site down.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was about the worst experience I ever had, and that is something that after that happened, I kind of just disassociated myself with the porn industry, and I said, you know, I can do this by myself. I see I'm, you know, I can do this shit by myself. And I've marketed myself pretty well online. I've made lots of friends. So over the years, I really don't freaking need porn to, you know, define me and who I am. I can kind of promote my own porn. I can do porn in my bedroom and just make a video, and that would sell.
Yes, you would. Of course, I always say, well, if you need somebody, but then I will be next.
Hey, come on, bring it.
Okay. I saw that interview that you said you did that with a few guys.
Yeah, I looked at that interview, and you know, somebody put it up online. I didn't even remember me doing that interview. I saw it online. I said, a video of me. And when I saw it, I mean, it was emotional for me. I was like, wow, this was like 7 years ago. And then, you know, there was some times I cried. It was emotional for me. And then now I'm, you know, like I said, it's 7 years later, so I'm a lot stronger. My attitude is very different. And then porn also kind of toughened me up, you know. So, I mean, who are you talking to now and then 7 years ago? I mean, it's pretty interesting to see yourself 7 years later and then see where you're at. And then you go, fuck, I'm still in porn. I better get out of this shit. Now they're bringing videos out from the past.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did not even know that was from 7 years ago. And it was like, it was just
recently. It must have been. And I want to say it was in 94, 95. I probably was 3-4 years in, and that my popularity levels was getting big, and they asked to come into my home and interview me. I remember that video. Now, you know, as when I saw it, I go, holy shit. But it was awesome. It was an awesome video that I thought I kept it up there, and I also promoted every day because I wanted girls that were trying to get into the porn industry, or even you guys, when you guys were looking at it, to use it as a tool so that you guys could, you know, if a girl wanted to get into porn, then she could see the drawbacks and the side effects, and then she could see also how she can carry herself and not listen to the bullshit that's out there, and then the guys to be a little bit more considerate to us because we've been through so much. That's kind of why we wandered off in there, you know?
Yeah, it was... told him if there was ever an interview that was probably raw and like just, you know, purely just honest, here
honesty.
It is, this is what it is, and this is what to expect, I would tell anybody to watch that video. It is
that is a hell of a freaking interview because I've watched all the porn interviews and I get so many porn interviews, people asking me to do interviews, and I'm like, you know, I go, fuck, man, I really don't want to do this interview because all the questions are pretty much, what's your favorite position? What would be your fantasy? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sick of that. Can somebody talk to me as if I was a human being? And I'm up in age, so I want to be spoken to as a human being and as a person, and I like when people interview me to find out who I am really. You get what I'm saying? More so than, do you like DP, double penetration? I'm like, go watch the fucking movie.
No, you won't get any of those. You won't get any of those questions here. Anything that I couldn't ask you face to face, I'm not going to ask you.
Because I get asked that question every day, and you go 11 years later, hey, I want to lick your tits. Yeah. I want to finger your ass. They bombard you with it. And after a while, it's like, okay, this is too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you got to sit back and go, fuck, man, I asked for it.
I can only deal with it. I can only imagine. And that's another question here. I mean, it's got to be tough to deal with because I'm pretty sure every day you get, and I have asked, you know, I don't want to tell you this question in the past, because like every day I'm pretty sure you get pictures of guys, you know, privates and then what they want to do to you. And it's like, after that, it's like, I'm pretty sure it just gets.
It's overwhelming.
I'll say it joking. Yeah, I was like, it's
overwhelming.
Like it's overwhelming.
And after a while, you kind of go, I can't, you know, sometimes I got to walk over to my computer and then the last box I want to check is my XXX box. And the first one I want to check is my web design box. You get what I'm saying? Because I already know what's in the XXX box.
Yeah, that
they got a party going on in there. And I have to mentally take myself there to open up each and every freaking email. Because it's every freaking fantasy, every position you've never heard of, pictures of God knows what. So you got to really, really prepare yourself.
It's like,
you go,
sure
I got to mentally sit down with that box. It's a mess.
I'm pretty sure you tell every guy, yeah, I've been there, done that, already seen it. So
try not to answer that box in a grouchy mood. That's for sure. Because then I snap at him because I go, hey, you know, sometimes it gets so frustrating and you go, don't you want to ask me how my day went and who am I as a person and, you know, ask me how my kids are doing? Don't you want to ask me that before you just say, hey, can I shove your dick down your throat? My dick down your throat, you know. I hear all the other porn stars and I hear them all rambling off about, yeah, I like to get fucked in the ass and all that. But I'm just a little bit more different than all the other girls, you know. I'm more, even when I'm speaking on Twitter and any of my social networking sites, I like the guy who greets me first, asks me how's my day going, and how was my studies. And how is this? And then maybe if he hits on me, I want it to be like really minor, like as if they were to hit on a normal woman. You get what I'm saying? Like light flirting,
like,
because that's
me,
something I'm not used to.
Yeah, it's like, don't treat me like a porn star. Treat me like,
it's,
you know,
11
how you
years,
treat a woman.
But more than that, 25 years. So I go, I wonder what it's like to get treated like a civilian for a little while. You know what I mean? And that's why I got off into the tech world, because I go, these guys are talking to me, but they're not. They might be thinking pussy. I think they're thinking pussy. They're not really saying it, but they're flirting in a way that they're helping me, but in a nice way, you know, in a more calm way, where everything is just so raw in the porn industry that after a while I just got burnt out and I'm like, everybody calm down. Just talk to me as a person. So if you see me on Twitter, sometimes I jump over the can I lick your tits and lick your ass and talk to the guy that asked me how my day went, you know? I got to humanize myself to stay sane or I'll just go nuts.
Well, I definitely hear that. And, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show today. We only got 90 seconds left.
Oh, I'm sorry. I talk too much. You got to be careful.
No, I wish we had more time. This is the thing. I wish we had a lot more time to talk. I mean, if you ever want to come back, I would love to have you back.
There's so many other questions
I had today. So we'll definitely do that. We'll get in touch here. We'll definitely have a part two to the show because there's so many other questions. And I was like, I really want to know, like, the technical things, the things you were interested in today. I was like, I'm probably like, not the host that will probably go and, oh,
you guys
were
expecting dirty talk, weren't you?
You guys are ruthless. That's when I volunteered myself. You know?
Oh, really? This is
you're
this
first.
Oh, never mind. You got 90 seconds.
No.
We'll catch it on the next one.
I know. We'll catch you on the next one. Either
right
that or you'll have to see me when Mercedes said that she'll let me do a film. So, yeah. catch her at Mercedes Ashley on Twitter, MercedesAshley.com, YouTube, and also go to the website, itsmyurls.com.
Yeah, that's just so everybody can
find
all the sites because I'm on so many. I kind of created that so it can help them as a glossary.
She's everywhere. So I'm thinking she's doing a ribbon cutting somewhere next. It's like she's so busy. So, but we definitely want to have you back. So we'll have
Thanks
Mercedes back.
Me.
And thank you for sharing, Mercedes. I appreciate it. And until next week, meet, clock says we're out of time. We'll see you next time at the 411 Lounge, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Right on. You have a good day.